This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, come on, stop that. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, and being engaged. You have to be engaged. Yeah. I know, everybody saw that. Anyway, you have to be engaged. You have to be involved. It's the only way we're going to get anything done. It's really the only way we're going to succeed. Anyway, you all heard it. God bless. Kamala Harris has been chosen for the next president of these United States. Come on, you know what I'm saying. It's true. Right? I mean, she wasn't chosen. Again, Joey's not going to make it. And I don't mean he's going to die or anything like that. That's not what I'm wishing on him. I don't wish that kind of thing on anybody. All right? But Joey B, he's got problems. Big problems. And what's going to happen, frankly, eventually he's just going to go, look, my health is just not working out the way I thought it was. I thought I was stronger than I am. And you're going to end up with President Harris. Right? And this is a woman that had her own trouble. All kinds of her own trouble. But the Dems don't care because she's a Dem. She's a woman. Now, watch this. Watch this. She's a woman of color. She's not an African-American, but she is a woman of color. So because she's a woman, because she's not white, you will not be able to say anything about her. Guaranteed money. Because if you do, you're going to be a misogynist, you're going to be a racist, you're going to be chauvinist, whatever the words are, they'll come up with something. But that never stopped Joey M. from doing that. I don't care. I don't care what. I think this is such a farce. We need a black female VP on the ticket. We need a. Stop it. We need the best person for the job. That's what we need. And if it happens to be a black woman, then so be it. I don't care. I'm not stuck on that. But really? That's what you're going to look for? That's what you're going to start with? I mean, I have enough time to pull this off, but I'm going to try. This is Kamala Harris, or Kamala, and why she really, truly, honestly needs to apologize for some of her past transgression. I love this stuff. She put people in jail for smoking dope while she was smoking it herself. Take a listen. Maybe.
Senator Kamala Harris had this line of questioning for Trump's pick to head ICE.
Well, the Klan was what we would call today a domestic terrorist group.
Why? Why would we call them domestic terrorist group?
Because they tried to use fear and force to change political environment.
And what was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws? And do you see any parallels?
I do not see any parallels between
I'm talking about perception.
I do not see a parallel between what is constitutionally mandated as it relates to enforcing the law.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no.
Are you aware that there's a perception
that puts ICE in the same category as the KKK?
What say the great debate?
Now, here's the funny thing about this. Right? This is CNN calling her on the carpet. These are her people. What are they going to do here in a couple of weeks? Right? I mean, think about it. They will protect her. They will ignore this. They will do nothing with this. But many in that day, and we've had them on the show before, Nidra Innes, many in that day came out against her on her side and said she needs to apologize. Let's go one step further. I love this woman. I thought she was an animal. Right? Gabbert? Ah, I can't remember her name. She ripped into Harris about her Tulsi. That's why I couldn't remember her first name. Tulsi Gabbert out of Hawaii. She tears into Harris, right? Listen to this. She held nothing back. It was great. Well, maybe you can't listen to this. I don't know. Let me see. Oh, we should unmute it first, don't you think? All right. So here's her on the debate stage, ripping Harris up.
Congresswoman Gabbert, you took issue with Senator Harris confronting Vice President Biden at the last debate. You called it a, quote, false accusation that Joe Biden is a racist. What's your response?
I want to bring the conversation back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting black and brown people all across this country today. Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
God bless America.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Senator Harris,
you know, seriously, what is she going to reply to this? And again, I'm not, this is her. This is what Harris is about. She's not about the people. She never has been. But they'll vote her in because she's a black woman. And if that's the only reason, and you Dems vote her for her because it'll be the first black woman as VP, shame on you. Show me to your host. We come back. Brad Dacus joins us from Pacific Justice Institute. Do not go away. I'm going to have too much fun. We'll be right back. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us and being part of the show, part of the solution, if you would. And I keep telling you, I mean it sincerely, if you're not paying attention, if you're not listening, if you're not engaged, involved, dialed in, if you would, how do you get the information you need to be able to discuss these issues? Because frankly, it's bad. If you're not on it, it's bad. You know, and if you're reading from Twitter, you're really in trouble. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Let me bring him in. I have so much fun when he's on with me. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Listen, before we get rolling, because I do this all the time with you, let's tell people about Pacific Justice Institute, how they can help, how they can get involved and engage so we don't blow it. Run out of time and not tell them.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
It's we at Pacific Justice Institute are, you know, committed to defending religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of life, and we do it all without charge. And if they want to get information about us and, or want to keep up with what we're doing, receive our legal insider. It's our free legal insider every week. They can just go to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org. And something really big is we have they can, when they go there, they'll see that they can register to watch a 30-minute documentary. It's called Sex Ed, S-E-X-X-X, Ed. Let parents decide. It's only for adults only. It's not for teenagers, not for kids. It's going to be debuted on August 21st. It's going to be made available on our website to watch August 21st. If you want to register for that, they should go to our website at pji.org. And it'll be shocking. It'll be eye-opening. It's very explicit. Once again, it's not for adolescents, not for children, but it's what the kids are being taught all the way down to the kindergarten level, what they're seeing and watching at the kindergarten level.
No, I know. People really don't realize what's in some of those books, and you and I both have seen them. We're grown men. I don't know about you. Made me blush. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
I read something in there that they were recommending that I had never thought of before, and it was, and they're telling young children this. This is as a recommended activity, and I won't even describe it on the air. So, but anyway, I just...
Yeah, there's no way to describe some of this stuff and still stay clean.
Yeah,
know?
No, exactly. But this is what we're showing, and people didn't realize it's not only just all of California. All the public schools in California, all the way down to kindergarten, are mandated now by law to show this garbage. But it's going at 17 large school districts. Cities across the country have already signed off on, including Fort Worth, Texas, their school district. It's all over. And so people, no matter what city they're hearing this from, they need to be aware of this because it's moving very fast. And but for the pandemic and but for the shutting down of schools, I don't know, you know, what the casualty level would be spiritually, emotionally, mentally that we would be facing even right now as schools are reopening. So this is now the time for parents to have their eyes opened up and be aware of what was imminently and is imminently coming out in our public schools, government schools.
Yeah, they need to pay attention. That's what it boils down to. Really look at what your kids are learning. Talk with them. That's always a good thing to do, right? Find out what you talked about in school today in a casual way. There's actually a story I'm going to do later on in more detail, but a teachers union out of Philadelphia is upset because they are worried that conservative parents are going to listen in on the virtual classes and have something to say about what they're teaching. All right?
I mean, they'll be accountable.
Yeah, the one teacher actually, one teacher actually said he was a teacher of English at the Science Leadership Academy on social media platform that he's concerned about the damage that helicopter parents might cause if they overhear lessons on topics such as gender and sexuality. Well, here's my problem. You shouldn't be teaching sexuality and gender the way you are to my children. I'll take care of that at home. He's also worried. Now this is Rich. Because he's worried that the parents are going to take the kids away and it'll destabilize the kids' racism, homophobia, and transphobia, right? No problem with you, though, teaching them to hate God, to hate country, and make fun of people who believe in God. That is okay, though, right?
Right. And that's the clear double standard. And this is becoming the norm throughout many public schools, many... public school teachers, government school teachers. So this is very real. And, yet, of course, some school districts are better than others. But the mandate of this sex ed curriculum that we talk about in this 30-minute documentary is a mandate. So even relatively good, you know, more conservative school districts that focus on academics and improving students academically and all, even those school districts are going to have to bow the knee to this curriculum all the way down to the kindergarten level. It is such a crisis. And yet, when parents have their eyes opened up, they'll hopefully also see what we have in there, which is a fantastic alternative for parents who may not be able to afford private schools and they may not be able to stay home and homeschool, there's another option, and we talk about that in this documentary, that could be very liberating for parents across America.
Yep, and you know, again, parents, you have got to engage in your child's education. You can't just keep leaving them at the public school system and think that they're going to take care of everything the way you would. Remember, they're not on your side. I mean, when it comes to reading, writing, and arithmetic, although I'm, you know, there are school districts across the country that are really good. Let's not just disparage them all. But I think it was in Baltimore. You didn't have, what was it? It was 0% of the kids that were graduating high school, and I'll get more information, were not proficient in math. How does that happen? I mean, not like it's 12% were proficient, or 10, or 5. Zero. None. Niente. Nothing. How does somebody make it through school like that? It's just beyond me.
Yeah. Well, they just moved on to the next grade level. And then they moved on to the next grade level, and they're given a certificate of graduation that's worthless because it doesn't really represent a quality education. And that's why so many families are looking at educational alternatives, such as we discussed at the end of our documentary. So the good news, the bad news is things have never been worse overall in government schools, and the casualties are extremely high in so many dimensions. The good news is we have an incredible opportunity that's opened up.
Yep.
For parents to be able to make a major switch for their kids that will have a tremendous benefit. And it's affordable, it's reasonable, it's legal, and it's we're gonna make that available if people can see it on our film.
All right, we're going to talk more. When we come back, there's a national city councilwoman. She's recommending attempted murder charges for anyone not wearing a mask. Yeah, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is again hammering the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak.
The failure of the Trump administration to develop or implement a national strategy to defeat COVID has meant that the disease has raged through our country for 7 months and the economy is in very bad shape.
Senate Republicans quick to point out Operation Warp Speed, which is part of the administration's effort to deliver 300 million doses of a safe, effective COVID-19 vaccine by next year. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best is resigning after the Seattle City Council voted to gut the Seattle Police Department, which specifically targeted her command staff, and they have to lay off 100 officers, most of whom are officers of color. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Feel the rhythm now. We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, right? Part of the solution, really, is what I'm asking you to be. And, you know, I really do appreciate your time with us. Listen, let me just get back to him because I love having him on the show. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week. And I really appreciate what they do. I've known Brad for a while, and I'm telling you, they are the real deal. When it comes to, I know it's a cliche type of thing, but really, seriously, Brad has never hesitated to step up when I've had a listener or somebody who needed help or what have you at the school or in other places. And Brad, so much appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, so first let's talk about the church. Okay, we've got churches all over the country now that have decided they're going to have peaceful protests every Sunday at 10 a.m. And even, you know, John MacArthur, who's usually not a political figure in any stretch of the imagination, has stepped up and said, no, no more, we've had it. And now you see other churches pull it off. Where can this go? I mean, how bad can this get? At what point is the Supreme Court actually going to have to step in and do something about this before they arrest most of the pastors in the country?
Yeah, and that's a really big concern, and that's the big question is, how much persecution is necessary before the Supreme Court, the majority of the court? We have four of the justices. They get it, and they try to stop this. How much till we get Judge Roberts to step on the other side and say, okay, enough is enough. Our pastors being drawn away to prisons for having church services after being shut down for 5 months, and now we know that not everyone is high risk. It's very defined who is high risk and who isn't. It is insane, medically, statistically insane, to say you can't have a church. Churches having church services reasonably, responsibly. So I think that what we're going to see is, I think we're going to see greater intensity from Gavin Newsom. If enough churches, though, stand up to him and are willing to take the risk and pay the price, and we're here to defend him without charge, if they're willing to do that in these states, these blue states, I believe that those governors will capitulate, because no governor wants hundreds of pastors behind bars, handcuffed, and being criminally prosecuted in the free United States of America simply for wanting to have the freedom to worship on a Sunday morning peacefully and safely.
It's interesting to me, though, seriously, and we were talking about it, when you look at what's going on, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, and other places, these people are up front. They're all over each other, no masks, no social distancing or what have you, and they get away with it. I'm thoroughly lost on this one. I mean, just thoroughly, how this is not an inequality or unbalanced.
Yeah, it's... You're right. It's very unbalanced, and that's why we with Pacific Justice Institute have filed lawsuits and litigated this. We won against Calaveras County on those grounds. We've also filed suits in Oregon, and we have Washington State right now. We're in heated litigation on that point. These cases will eventually go to the Supreme Court. But how much damage is going to have to be done in the meantime? And while we're waiting for Roberts to join the right side and to realize enough time has gone by, this is now becoming the norm. Persecution, shutting down churches cannot ever be the norm and still have any power and authority in the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Yeah, I'm amazed at how religious rights... I won't say it was taboo, but you know, remember decades ago, it was just something you didn't go near, you didn't try to stop, you didn't try to slow down, and now it seems to be the first thing you go to turn down, to stop, not a lot, because, you know, it's not real. I mean, this God thing is not real, so there's no reason why you can't shut down the churches. People just do their thing at home, you know, it's not a big deal. It's because they don't really understand, they don't believe, they really don't understand what a Christ follower is all about, do they?
Right, and, you know, Scripture is very clear. It says, it commands us in the New Testament, do not forsake the congregating together. And that is a fundamental, it's not an incidental, it's a fundamental part of the Christian faith, and the need for community and to worship together and to pray together and to exhort one another to good deeds and et cetera. So this is so fundamental, and we can't expect as a nation for the conscience of our nation, which is the churches and the synagogues, to be shut down and silenced, and for there not to be a price that we pay as a nation, and in particular in those blue states, and I'm calling them out, blue states that are the most notorious of all to oppress and discriminate and be bigoted against mm-hmm. institutions and people of faith.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you've got churches. I'm just looking at the list. You know, you've got pastors that have been put on notice. Judge issued a restraining order against a California pastor recently here, right? I mean, you just see this going on and on. Are you defending any of these people now?
Yeah, we're defending a pastor of a church in Northern California. It's a small church, and it's an African-American church. And they're being criminally prosecuted as we speak right now. He's being criminally prosecuted. We've already had a pre-criminal trial hearing, so it's moving full steam, and he could be spending behind bars in jail up to 6 months to a year. Behind bars is what we're looking at for him, for one thing, and that's for safely and responsibly having a small church come together, wearing masks, safe distancing, doing everything the Center for Disease Control would require, things that are more than you see in stores and restaurants and other places, even at the time. So we're defending this pastor, and we're going to defend it, and we'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court. We're going to defend all pastors, all clergy who are going to be criminally prosecuted in the days ahead for gathering together and having church services and worshiping the Lord and preaching the gospel.
Well, you know, it's really funny. You and I have had conversation over the years, and, you know, at some point in time this year, we said, look, if you can get into the Supreme Court, we're good. We know where they're going to stand. We know the direction they're going to go in. Are you so sure they're going to rule in your favor if you get this to the Supreme Court at this point?
Well, yes, for two reasons. Number one, now Roberts is he's a wishy-washy. He flips back and forth. I think he's trying to prove to everyone that he's not political. That's in his subconscious. He seems like that's his agenda. So he's like wanting to please everyone, trying to be. So I think that's going to compel him at some point to switch back. That alone. Also, we have enough time that goes up. The longer, more time that goes by, the more unreasonable these restrictions become and the more burdensome they become upon people of faith and institutions of faith and churches and synagogues. So time is weighing against them, and it's in our favor. Thirdly, I think there's still a very good chance that by the time the case makes it to the Supreme Court, that the makeup of the Supreme Court will change, and that we'll have a good chance we'll have Ginsburg's replacement by then, possibly by the time our litigation makes it to the Supreme Court, and that would pretty much assure a responsible ruling upholding the First Amendment free exercise clause of the Constitution and freedom of assembly clause.
Yeah, I think it's great that Chief Justice Roberts is looking more to be a fair game player than he is making sure that we live by the rule of law. It just blows my mind, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know. Anyway, where was I? And then you have Jack Hibbs out of Ventura County. Go ahead.
I know Pastor Jack Hibbs. Very level-headed, very loving man, caring, reasonable, logical. He's not some radical rogue just, you know, doing something. You know, we had two or three of those, you know, initially when this all happened and they weren't responsible, et cetera. But, no, he's very responsible, very reasonable. But he looks at the numbers. He looks at the stats the same way Dr. John MacArthur did, the same way other pastors are doing.
Right.
And saying, this no longer makes any sense. I have a command by God to not forsake the congregating together. I cannot serve foolishness of man over being and not being obedient to the call of God. And he is, and I think they're principally totally right on, and they're very responsible in what they're doing. You know, Pastor Jack Hibb has a place for an outdoor service for people who are more at risk. He has the indoor service, and even then they have recommend safety measures. And so these are the pastors that are, you know, that could be arrested, criminally prosecuted in the days ahead in blue states across America in particular. Something I never thought I would see in my lifetime in the United States.
No. Everybody I talk to says this is like weird. You got MacArthur and Jeffers and who was another guy that was out there was, Rob McCoy.
Rob McCoy, right.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. Man. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. Kamala Harris was announced today as the VP pick for, well, you know what? I mean, Joey B decided, you know, he had to have a black woman. What I love is other people say she's an African-American. She's not African-American. All right, let's just get that straight. She is a woman of color. I get that. But what do we decide? What do we need? What do we come up next with? Somebody who's vertically challenged, black female? I mean, is that the next pick for? Is that how we're picking VPs and presidents now? And apparently, no more do moral values hold up or stand up when it comes to picking a president or a vice president. Now, two quick things I want to bear in mind here. Willie Brown came forward. She's never denied this. And if you live in San Francisco or Northern California, we know exactly how she got in office. Her many offices, we'll put it that way. But Willie Brown even comes out and he reveals what it was like to be with her. He admits the sexual affair with Kamala Harris. He said, Kamala. And he said it boosted her career and she knew it. She hasn't denied any of this. So we know it to be true. Right? And then, who are the Me Too people? Where were these people hanging out? Because Camilla, what did she do? Now she's buddied up with Joey B. And you know, Joey's been accused, and we're going to see more. There were eight of them waiting. Okay? One came forward. She wasn't... All of a sudden, she wasn't believed. Right? But Ms. Harris said, I believe her. Right? Now, Camilla said that she believed that Joey B. sexually assaulted this woman. And what does she do? She buddies up with a sexual assaulter. What does that say about her character? What does that say about her moral values? Yeah, we'll go to Brad Dacus joins me. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, this is just nuts going somewhere to happen. Really.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate when people, and we've had presidents in office that have cheated on their spouse, that have conducted themselves inappropriately and unethically. So I don't want to be just totally slanted, you know, one perspective. That said, Joe, it is one thing for someone to give in to their desires, passion, you know, and that. That's one thing. It's another thing for an individual to do what is, quote, necessary for her advancement, to literally sell themselves, to say, Willie Brown, an old, elderly gentleman, I'll be willing to have an affair and sex with you if you advance my career, if you appoint me as such. Or he says to her, hey, you do me favors, you give me what I want, I'll give you what you want. That is a totally another level of low that is criminal when it's done on the street corners.
Right.
That's prosecuted as a crime when it's done on the street corners. But principally and ethically and morally, it's no better when it's done with instead of cash, political advancement or political appointment. And that is unfortunately, and I say seriously, unfortunately, what she represents. What really gets me, though, with Kamala Harris, even worse, is how we had that, you know, that young man, a young woman, got cameras, the videotapings, which exposed Planned Parenthood selling body parts illegally, unlawfully, for money, making lots of money selling little aborted baby body parts. They exposed that. They took the chance. They exposed that. And then Kamala Harris, as Attorney General in California, instead of saluting them, instead of going after and prosecuting Planned Parenthood, instead, she does the opposite. She brings criminal charges against this young man and young woman who boldly and daringly got the video footage so that they could be criminally prosecuted, Planned Parenthood could be criminally prosecuted. Instead, she went after them.
Yep.
So she is, I'm really surprised. And then what's really sad is the reason she was chosen up front, openly, was because of her skin color and her gender.
Yep.
And that is exactly the opposite of what anyone who is really pushing for civil rights and equality under the law would want. I don't want anyone chosen for president or vice president because of their plumbing or because of the color of their skin. And that's what that's what Biden said at the beginning. He's not going to choose the most qualified. He says, I'm going to choose someone who is a black and a female. And I think that is a real, I think it's a real insult to the American people and our intelligence, as well as our character and integrity for what civil rights really stands for.
Yeah, but we need to stand up and say something. We need to make a big deal of it. You know, people for years have been saying, well, you know, you don't want to get anybody's sex life. You don't want to talk about the way they, you know, they live their life. That's their business. Okay, I'll give you that. It is their business. But you're bringing it into my classrooms. You're bringing it into high schools, junior highs, as we talked about earlier, elementary schools. So do you really mean that? Right?
Right. And also, what she did was not just a personal thing. This was a part of her career advancement. This was a part of her game plan for advancing, was engaging in this sexual affair as a pretext in order for Willie Brown to move her up politically with appointments because of his position. And I think that unfortunately, takes it from just the personal fling thing into something of a deep character flaw that must be examined and publicly scrutinized for anyone in public office to sell themselves. And I'm trying to say this graciously, so I don't want to use the words, the slang, but to sell themselves.
I can tell you how we used it on the East Coast, but I'll be nice.
Yeah, to sell themselves as a part of their political strategy to be appointed and move up the political ladder. I think that is something of public discourse that should be discussed, because it's not just a matter of someone falling based on compulsion or weakness. It's someone who is decisively, premeditatively doing something very ugly to obtain power. And when they have that power, we should all question what in the way of moral integrity is there to keep that person to be constrained in how to use that power.
Well, she has shown her way over and over and over again. I mean, think about what she did on that radio show where she, talked about, the men and women, for that matter, that she put away in jail for smoking dope or having a small amount of dope on them. And yet she admitted to smoking it. She admitted to being part of that. I mean, shouldn't she have lost her license or at least had to resign at that point?
Yeah, I think that's another good point about character, because part of her game plan was to come across as tough on crime. And as a Democrat, being coming across as tough on crime, that sort of put her in a strong position, but as more of a centrist, more to be able to get that broader support politically. She saw it as smart. But the problem is, she was doing it at the expense of justice for many people who were being prosecuted for things that she herself was doing. So there was no character in those prosecutions on her part, but pure selfish political posturing for moving up the ladder. And that is what people need to call her out for. This wasn't someone who's, quote, just tough on crime. No, this was someone who didn't believe in what she was doing herself, because she was doing the acts herself.
Oh, yeah, because she didn't really think there was anything wrong with it. She'll say she was just upholding the law. Then why didn't she arrest herself? You know, I mean, seriously,
right. This
gets ridiculous after all. This is the same person. She stuck up. This is the one I don't understand. In the city, in the county / city of San Francisco, they have safe, like, shoot-up tents, okay, where you can take illegal drugs. And in public, you can shoot up these federally illegal drugs. They come in after you. They give you a new clean needle or syringe or whatever, and they clean up your mess afterward. What part of illegal drugs are they facilitating? They're even talking about giving them those illegal drugs so they know that they're clean and pure. This is nuts.
Right. Yeah, it is. It is. And the good thing is that we still have some time for people to find out all about Kamala Harris, who she is, what she's done, what she stands for moving forward. And it's frightening. She's talked about eliminating everyone's personal doctor, so we have nationalized medicine,
yep.
Socialized medicine.
Yep.
That's one of the many radical things that she proclaimed when she was running for president. And I think that's one reason why those around Biden chose her, because they're convinced that she's going to, at the end of the day, carry on the very radical liberal socialistic agenda and itinerary that Biden has so clearly pronounced for America to be put on notice for.
Yeah. Again, we're accepting these immoral people. We're accepting these liars. We're accepting people who don't want to live a decent lifestyle anymore. It's kind of like no holds barred, no rules. Just do whatever makes you happy, and we're about out of time. So I want you to tell people how they can help out and how they can get in touch with you.
You bet. Pacific Justice Institute, and it also said pji.org. And Thursday, this coming Thursday at 2 p.m., we're having a Zoom call for pastors and church leaders. They can register on our website, pji.org.
PJI.org, people. Go there. Help out. You say you want to help out, just do it. Don't say it. Do it. Joe Mancini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.